KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, 7 degrees above zero. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A wind chill advisory will be in effect from 11 p.m. this evening to 9 a.m. Sunday for Monona, Harrison, and Shelby counties, and from midnight tonight to 10 a.m. Sunday for Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Greene, Audubon, Guthrie, and Dallas counties. Wind chill indices overnight will be from 18 to 25 degrees below zero. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office Friday said a dozen people have been arrested as the result of an ongoing investigation into drug-related activity in the county. Officials say since January 1st, the Crawford County Sheriff's Office has conducted four separate search warrants within the county, resulting in 12 arrests made for illegal drug crimes that include methamphetamine, cocaine, marijuana, and prescription drugs. Authorities say 51-year-old Raul Casillas Martinez of Denison was arrested January 2nd in Denison and charged with delivery of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, less than 5 grams, which is a Class C felony, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. On January 7th, a traffic stop was conducted by the Crawford County deputies and resulted in the arrest of 22-year-old Eduardo Daniel Murillo Manriquez of Storm Lake, who was charged with driving while barred, open container, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. That same day, a search warrant was executed at 516 East Fulton Street in Dow City. As a result of the warrant, methamphetamine, drug packing materials, scales were seized and taken into evidence. Individuals arrested there include 51-year-old Raul Casillas Martinez of Denison, who was charged with felony possession with the intent to deliver a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. 22-year-old Edgar Giovanni Espinosa of Denison was arrested at the residence on two felony charges of possession with the intent to deliver meth and possession of drug paraphernalia. 19-year-old Ricardo Rosales of Denison was charged with felony gathering where controlled substances are used and possession of paraphernalia. And 21-year-old Jose Rivera Zaragoza of Denison was charged with felony gathering where controlled substances are used and possession of drug paraphernalia. Another search warrant was conducted January 7th at 42 Ash Street in Ricketts. And as a result, methamphetamine, cocaine, marijuana, prescription pills, scales, packaging materials, and drug paraphernalia were seized. 51-year-old John Wilroth of Ricketts was charged with possession with the intent to deliver meth, a Class C felony, possession of cocaine, possession of marijuana, possession of a Schedule II controlled substance, oxycodone, possession of a Schedule IV controlled substance, tramadol, possession of drug paraphernalia as well, and 25-year-old David Farrow of Charter Oak was charged with possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Also, on Friday, a search warrant was conducted at 304 South School Street in Dow City. As a result of that warrant, methamphetamine, marijuana, scales, packaging material, and drug paraphernalia were seized. 48-year-old David Wingrove of Dow City was charged with possession with the intent to deliver meth, a Class B felony, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, also a felony, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. 31-year-old Amber Nelson of Denison was charged with possession of marijuana, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. And 28-year-old Tahara Johnston of Denison was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. Authorities say the investigation will continue, and it's anticipated additional charges will be filed. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman Friday released information with regard to the June 7th primary election in Cass County. Sunderman says the first day for Democratic and Republican candidates for county offices to file nomination papers in the office of the county auditor is Monday, March 7th. The last day to file is Wednesday, March 30th. Nomination papers may be circulated prior to the first date for filing as well as during the filing period. Nomination papers and candidate information are available at the Office of the County Auditor and from the Secretary of State at www.sos.iowa.gov. The county positions to appear on the Cass County ballot for the 2016 primary election include Auditor, Sheriff, Supervisor, District 1, District 4 Supervisor, and District 5 Supervisor. Currently, these individuals hold those positions. Auditor is incumbent Dale Sunderman, a Republican. The sheriff is incumbent Darby McLaren, a Republican. District 1 Supervisor, incumbent Dwayne McFadden, also a Republican. And District 4 Supervisor, incumbent Charles Reakin, a Republican. And in District 5, the Supervisor incumbent is Frank Waters, also a Republican. For additional information, you can contact the Cass County Auditor by mail or call during their business hours at 243-4570. Atlantic resident Wendy Richter announced Friday afternoon that she will be seeking the position of Cass County Auditor. The primary election for the position, as I mentioned, will be held June 7th. Richter graduated from the Atlantic High School and received her Bachelor of Liberal Arts degree in Political Science from ISU. She's been the Executive Director of the Family Crisis Support Network for 20 years. In her press release, Richter said that the timing is right for her to begin her political career. She added, "As much as I've enjoyed the position with Family Crisis, the reorganization of victim services across the state has changed the service delivery for victims of crime. It's sad," she says, "for those impacted and needing assistance. But fortunately, Family Crisis has been able to continue by providing help to Cass County residents." Richter went on to say, "Everything I've accomplished over the last two decades has prepared me to make this move and run for the position." In addition to being the administrator for Family Crisis Support Network, Wendy Richter has served on numerous committees statewide and locally. They include serving as a board member of the 4th Judicial District Domestic Violence Council and being responsible for organizing councils in the southwest Iowa counties of Adair, Audubon, Montgomery, Page, and Shelby. She served as treasurer for the Iowa Coalition Against Domestic Violence, secretary for the Atlantic Rotary Club, and is a member of the Athena Networking Team, the Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council, and the Iowa Crisis Response Team. She's lobbied at both the state and federal levels regarding many issues. Wendy Richter is married to Tom Cappell II. They have two children, Rianne and Trey. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says Obamacare is not working and that President Obama made the wrong call by vetoing a Republican plan to repeal broad sections of the Affordable Care Act.
The president had promised us, that through Obamacare we would see about $2,500 savings per family. And unfortunately, the exact opposite has happened with rising health care and health insurance costs.
Obama issued a statement saying repealing the law would harm the 22 million Americans who are getting health insurance coverage through the Affordable Care Act provisions. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is boosting releases from the Gavins Point Dam and other mainstream Missouri River dams to prepare its reservoirs for the upcoming runoff season. Jody Farhat, chief of the Corps' Missouri River Water Management Division, says Gavin Point releases will be stepped up this month from 17,000 to 24,000 cubic feet per second. That'll help to move water out of flood storage. Farhat says releases from Gavin's Point and other dams may be further adjusted during January and February, depending on observed runoff. Farhat says the river reservoirs are being lowered ahead of the new spring snowmelt.
Runoff in 2015 was very near average, although the timing and distribution was not. Releases from the mainstream reservoirs are being adjusted to evacuate the remainder of the water stored in the annual flood control zones and prepare the reservoir system for the 2016 runoff season.
During the winter, the Corps will closely monitor ice conditions below Garrison, Oahe, and Gavin's Point dams and make reservoir regulation adjustments to lessen the impact of river ice formation. Kevin Stom, an engineer in the Corps' Water Management Division, says current conditions would lead to lower than normal runoff.
The 2016 calendar year runoff forecast for the Missouri Basin above Sioux City, Iowa is 23.8 million acre feet, which is 94% of average.
Mike Swenson, who's also with the Water Management Division, says the reservoirs have all their flood capacity ready.
On March 1st, which is typically near the start of the runoff season, the basic simulation shows system storage right at 56.1 million acre feet. This means that the reservoir system would start the runoff season at the base of the annual flood control zone, and that all 16.3 million acre feet of flood control capacity will be available.
Cold temperatures typically form river ice on the Missouri River and its tributaries above Sioux City. However, Corps officials say warmer than normal temperatures in December inhibited ice development, and runoff was 155% of average. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.